The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. It's Monday News, listeners, and it's time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good weekend. It's the 12th of July, 2021. We have the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with Apple and the NFL. Now, a lot of you, particularly stateside, knows that if you want to watch all those NFL games, you got to have that satellite dish out on the side of your house. It seems, though, Apple might be trying to change those rules and getting those games through Apple TV+. According to the information reports, it seems that Apple has expressed some very high interest in securing the rights for NFL Sunday Ticket package. This, of course, would cover every game that's not airing on local affiliates. Now, from what we can tell, the NFL, they've not entered into any actual negotiations yet. There has been a bit of speculation as well as possibly Disney Plus getting on board, and even Amazon Prime Video. The reason why for the clamoring? Well, that's because DirecTV's contract with the NFL is actually up in 2022. All in all, it actually would be a good move for Apple, definitely making its Apple TV Plus platform a lot more attractive, given the fact the NFL in the United States, yeah, still the highest commodity when it comes to sports content. Well, from Apple, we head to Amazon. It looks like Amazon wants to kind of peek over you in the middle of the night and say, hey, how you sleeping? Kind of creepy? Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. But according to Bloomberg, Amazon has received an FCC waiver that will use a 60 hertz radar to track, yes, you're sleeping. Now, what Amazon's really going for here is to do kind of what Google does, track your sleeping habits without ever having to wear a device. In fact, Amazon pretty much said, yeah, we want to go the Google route. They even cited the Pixel 4's radar when asking for the waiver. Other than that, we don't have many other clues, particularly what products would use the radar tracking, though I'm pretty sure an Echo would be involved. We also don't know when Amazon might ship out any radar-equipped hardware, given the fact we've just seen some new Echo shows, and it doesn't suggest any of this technology is on board. Samsung has launched a new TV Plus streaming service. Technically, it was actually already there. Now, those of you that don't own a Samsung television wouldn't know that Samsung actually has a free TV streaming service. But now, they're launching it for everybody, at least via the web. Samsung's Smart TV Plus service actually offers live and linear programming and has now added support for even Chromecast devices. Samsung's doing this so they can actually directly compete with other ad-supported streaming services out there, you know, like the Roku channel, those in the U.S. know about Pluto TV, plus the Peacock Network, and of course Plex as well. No answer was actually given from Samsung on why they did such a soft, quiet launch to get the platform pretty much elsewhere. Now, what we do know, though, is it seems Samsung will be expanding on it. In what way, that remains to be seen. Hopefully for Samsung, it won't be too little too late, though, to join the streaming-free party, given the fact that the market, yeah, it's pretty saturated at the moment. And finally, here's the part in your life that when you were a kid and you thought, yep, I should buy one copy of Zelda, use it to play, and then let's just keep the other one sealed and never use it. No, we never thought like that, did we? Well, get ready to kick yourself in the butt on a Monday. Why? Because a sealed copy of The Legend of Zelda just sold for, get this, $870,000 at Heritage Auctions. You heard that correctly. Almost $1 million. Now, the record before was actually held by those brothers. Yes, the Super Mario Brothers. That sealed copy of that game auctioned for $660,000, but Zelda has outshined them. Now, there is one possibility why The Legend of Zelda, this particular copy, went for so much. Apparently, this one was produced for a few months in late of 1987, then quickly replaced with a new variant in early 1988. Meaning there's very few copies of this particular game out there, let alone sealed. Regardless, seeing how these things are going for so much money right now, it might be time to dig in the attic or in the closet just to see what we bought and forgot we had. You got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The news show. Yes, as you know, we need your help so we can keep this podcast going. So we're asking for your kind generosity right now that if you do love the news show, please head to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions, where you can make a monthly donation there. Or if a one-time donation just works better for you, PayPal.me/BritishTech. Any amount that you can give would be so greatly appreciated. Of course, while you're over there at the official website, check out all of our other great podcasts here on the British Tech Network, including The Mac Show, of course, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. We're on Facebook. You can give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And hop on by and join our community today at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We will be getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, start your week out on the right foot. Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.